day. Can you believe? Brown cow. Stunning.
You're a homosexual.
I care about you.
Go, baby.
I just
no,
direct.
I'm not going.
Get this done.
We're here, we're queer, and we'll never die.
Hello.
Hello.
I think that was really beautiful.
I think it was too.
I think we did a really good job
with
that one.
I think we did too.
Yeah.
High five. Just
great.
We did it. Okay, good job.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
And I'm Patrick.
And I'm Ruby.
And we're here to say we love you.
Yeah, but also other things.
Like happy Yes Vote Day.
Happy Yes Vote Day.
Yeah, it's 2 years since the Yes Vote.
Yeah.
Where the country voted and 60% of them said, yep, yeah, anyone who is gay may marry whatever they want. Yeah. Ruby married a cardboard cutout of Kylie Rae Jepsen.
It's
and
true.
I married Lyle Shelton against his will.
And it's crazy. Only it's only just a year ago that our government insisted on putting people through the Yes campaign, but also through the No campaign.
2 years.
And
I thought it was 1 year too. It was 2 years.
2 years of that.
Yeah. I still have trauma.
2 years of signs of it's okay to say no and total fuckwits deciding that, like, it's super cool to, like, make children feel invalidated by their gay parents.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. it's a happy day. It is absolutely a happy day. But you know what? It's also an angry day because, you know, we need to be reminded of the fact that our fucking government put us through a vote, a non-binding postal
vote.
At any point after that postal vote, they could have been like, no. Actually, you 60% of you voted yes? Well, it's actually up to us, and we can just say no.
Mm. And
sorry.
my dick gets I'm Scott Morrison or whoever was Prime Minister at this point, I forget. Someone racist.
It was Malcolm Turnbull.
Someone racist. And he looked at men and he just said, why are you kissing? I don't like it.
But yeah, so that's what's happening.
It's okay, though, because they're still neglecting something, but this time it's just fires.
Yeah.
Everything is just on fire.
Mm.
Is it climate change? We don't know.
Yeah. No, I hate Scott Morrison.
I do too.
I'm just going to come right out and say it. I hate him.
He looks like he has a fat head.
Well, this, when you look at it. But it's just, I hate him.
Yeah.
You know, thoughts and prayers, my
call
fucking
call in right
butthole,
now if
dude.
You hate Scott Morrison. I'm calling.
Ring, ring. We got a fun show.
We do have a fun show, actually.
We have a fun show. We're having a chat with Jackie Cunningham from Birdcage over at the Sly Fox.
Yeah.
About the closure of Sly Fox. The potential closure of Sly Fox.
I'm going to hope we revisit the story in a couple weeks, months, and we're just like, eh, it didn't shut.
Yeah. Fingers crossed it comes to that point where we're like, remember when the Sly Fox was going to shut, but then it didn't? That was a funny time, and I'm glad that it's not.
Remember when 12 fake people said they were upset by noises and gays?
12 angry people. You'll understand that reference later on in the show. But for now, we're going to play some music.
And what hot music it has today.
We're gonna play a track from Macy Rodman's new album.
When I say hot music, it's actually cold music because it's cold.
Brrr. This track is called Ice Giant. Bit of a language warning on this one. It's got a swear or two, maybe even more.
Yeah, and it is by Macy Rodman off her debut album Endless Kindness.
Yeah, and you're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
Stick around, we'll be right back. And you're back on 2SCR with It's Gay Area with Ruby and Patrick and Joy FM 94.9.
Yeah. that was WYG, new single from a Sydney band, Mere Women.
Preceded by Ice Giant from Macy Rodman's new album, Endless Kindness.
Very cool stuff we got here. A lot of fun tunes.
Yes.
Fun tunes. And we're just gonna jump right into it. We had a little chat with Jackie Cunningham from Birdcage at Sly Fox earlier on, and I'm gonna play that interview for you. because
you deserve it.
It's good and you deserve it. So here that bad boy is. Thank you so much for joining us, Jackie. It's great having you on the show.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Oh, that's great. What a relief. Now, for the listeners at home who aren't really in the loop about what's going on, what exactly is the current situation with Sly Fox?
So basically, it's kind of a very long story, but in short, in 1996, they applied for a, well, I think it was 98, actually, they applied for a 24-hour license. And they were granted that, but they were only on, they were given a one-year trial. Mm. And then essentially after the 1 year was up, the owners at the time didn't renew it. So they were essentially, well, technically trading, you know, illegally for 21 years. And then it wasn't until the lockout laws came in and the police and the councils were going through everyone's license and DA with a fine-tooth comb. And they realised that there was like this little loophole that they were basically trading without a without the license, without the 6 a.m. or 24-hour license.
Mm-hmm.
So they slapped them with all these fines, and then council basically said, "Look, if you pay the money, we'll allow you to continue trading with the license that you thought you had."
Yeah.
So they were kind of on their side, and they were helping them out with all the legalities of it. And then they essentially said you can't trade past three, and then that's when they had to bring in the what do you call it, the silent disco headphones. And then that's been basically for the last 3 years they've been trading. Well, they've got a 24-hour license, but they can't play amplified music past three.
Yeah,
which is very frustrating. And then so they've poured all this money into soundproofing the place, and the council's been telling them everything that they need to do to kind of meet the regulations to get the license back that they have been trading under for all these years. And then out of nowhere, they've basically just pulled the rug out from underneath them and said, no, we're reneging on everything we've said in the past, and we're now going to kind of suggest that you go under a midnight license, which is essentially a small bar license.
Yeah.
And anyone who's been to Sly Fox before knows that no one goes there before 12 o'clock. It's a late night venue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really important as well in this city. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's basically where they're at in short, but, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And sort of the news and the reaction around the reduction or the reneging on the 24-hour license has been quite alarming. Like there's been like the petitions gone up, and there's people writing to the council, of course. So if license were to be reduced to that 12 a.m. license, what would that mean for Sly Fox and the events Sly Fox put on?
Well, after speaking to Kerry, one of the owners, they think that if they're given a midnight license, then that ultimately means they'll have to close down, because the whole business model has been made on this late night trade, you know. So it just won't work, because it hasn't been set up that way. I mean, a lot of the events are, you know, live bands, and a lot of it's kind of like clubbing, and they've been open till 6 a.m. for decades now, so it'd be really hard to kind of remodel the whole place.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff starts at 9.
Absolutely,
right?
And for anyone who's ever been to Birdcage, which you manage, Jackie, it's just you wouldn't really go there before 9, and
no, not at all.
Leaving before 12 is only for if you are tired.
Yeah,
very very tired. So I can absolutely see what it means if
definitely.
License were reduced to that early. And sort of going on from that, what do you think the reason for the council's intervention or reneging on this is?
Well, as far as I know, it has to do with them applying for the 24-hour license, and as part of that, as part of lodging that application, you have to be open for people basically say, no, I don't want that to happen in the area.
Yeah.
And I think they got 12 complaints or people being against the application in the area. But then they later found out that some of those came from, fake addresses and stuff.
Great.
So,
what sort of...
Yeah, so it's all a little bit bizarre, but I think the actual limit is 12. I mean, once you get past 12, that's when the council says, yeah, no, your application is denied. So it was pretty weird that it was exactly 12, and some of those people were coming from fake addresses.
Yeah. You know, I mean, some homophobic boobers.
Homophobic
boomers are just sitting there making a fake Yahoo 7 mail account.
It's like, my name is John Guy. I live at 123 Fake Street in Enmore, though, specifically behind the Sly Fox.
Yeah.
And it's much too loud.
Yeah, it was people who kind of, I think they owned the whole block, and they were basically putting in all of these complaints from their tenants when the tenants didn't even get, they didn't even know anything about it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was
it's all
not fair at all.
Property managers, let's be real. Yeah. It's all landlords. But that's a whole other can of worms. So what exactly, because Sly Fox, as we know, is kind of like this beacon of light for the Sydney queer community. You know, you've got Birdcage, which is like, you know, well known to the entirety of Sydney as like one of the best events for like queer women and non-binary people, and I guess just like the whole LGBT community
and
in
like
general,
especially younger queer people as well.
Yeah, like, exactly. And like and then, you know, you've got your queer comedy nights. There's so many like kind of queer centric things going on at Sly Fox. So what do you think the loss of Sly Fox would do to the Sydney and specifically the inner west queer scene?
Well, I mean, you're completely right. It's been an institution for a really long time. Like, even before my time, there was a huge kind of drag king nights that have been around. Like, this, I'm talking decades ago, you know. So this venue is really, really iconic in the queer community. And since the lockout came in 2016, it's like the amount of safe spaces in this area are slowly diminishing. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty huge. I mean, if we lose this venue, then it's going to be really heartbreaking for a lot of people in the scene and the community. So I think it's definitely worth fighting for. Oh,
absolutely, myself included. Yeah. I look forward to every Wednesday getting a message from a group chat just full of gays just going, Birdcage tonight.
And
not being there would be, like, no joke, a genuine tragedy.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, even not just Birdcage, there's loads of other queer events that happen there on the weekends.
Exactly.
Like Barber and Girl Thing's been there, and to name a few, I'm sure there's loads of others. But it'd be a huge, huge loss for the community. So,
and you don't, there's really not a lot of events, like comfortable events for queer women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I was Sydney Morning Herald called me the other day to chat about it as well, and they actually asked, you know, why doesn't Birdcage just go to another venue? If Sly Fox closed down, why wouldn't you just move on? And I don't think there's really any other spaces that would be right for it, because, like I said before, it's not just any old, you can't just open any old venue and tell people to come, because there's the whole safe space aspect to it. And
Yeah,
because that's something it develops. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
the thing with Sly Fox is it's like close enough to Newtown for it to be considered a weird place, but far enough away that it doesn't get the people who are coming into Newtown who are originally going to the Cross and are definitely going to shout slurs at you when you walk past.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's like, you know, the security guards are really, they just get it there, and
they're awesome.
All the managers kind of are on board, and it'll just be a whole, like, you'll be starting from scratch, living somewhere else, you know. So, it's a stressful time for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, and, like, speaking from your perspective as one of the sort of managers of, like, one of the flagship queer events at Sly Fox Birdcage, what, personally, to you, would the loss of Sly Fox mean?
Personally? Oh, well, I mean, Birdcage has been a huge part of my life for our 8th birthday in May. So, I mean, personally, I'd have to find a new normality, I think.
Yeah.
It's just been a huge part of my, not just my work, but my personal life. You know, we're a little family there, and I don't just go there on Wednesdays. I'm there a lot. So like I said before, it's a huge part of my life, and I'd have to really come to terms with it and work through that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That heartbreak.
And I would imagine that that would be felt by so many people, not even just the staff and not even Sly Fox themselves, just like the community at whole. Like, it's like losing a second home almost.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And all the staff members that are there, you know, they are so involved in the venue and they live and breathe it. And I think that's one of the reasons why this has gotten so much media, because it's so sad that to even think that we could be losing such an iconic venue, you know, in Sydney, where we've already lost so many venues.
So many. And so we don't want to do that. We don't want to lose Sly Fox.
No,
so
we don't.
Because of that, we need to rebel. We need to revolution. We need to support Sly Fox. So how can we do that? How can we support Sly Fox?
So at the moment they are signing a petition. They've got the option for people to sign a petition. And I think at the moment they've got over 5,000 names, which is huge.
Amazing.
compared to the 12 that, were against the application initially. So, what you can do is if you go onto Sly Fox's Facebook page, there's a whole, it'll probably explain it a little bit better than me, but there's a whole spiel on exactly what's happened, from when they took over or even previous to that with the old owners to now. And it's a really interesting read, so you should go check that out. And underneath that, there's links to all the petitions and the things you can sign and the things you can do to help them out.
You can also send through a letter of support to the Inner West Council supporting the action from Sly Fox, which is incredibly important.
Yeah.
I think it would be really good to show... the Inner West Council that you have 12 mostly fake people. We have 5,000 angry gays. So
and
they're real too.
Yeah, they're real.
Yeah,
that's
real
the scariest
people.
Thing of all. Real angry gays.
Yeah. Well, you can't argue with that, really.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you guys are at 5,229 signatures and counting. It's still going up.
Yeah, so, that's only in 2 days.
So. Yeah, that's amazing. It seems like a lot of people love Sly Fox.
It's like I said before, it's an institution. It's really important to so many subcultures in Sydney. We can't lose it.
Of course.
It can't happen.
And, so basically everyone, get on Facebook right now, read through the post on Sly Fox's page, send through your support to the council, sign the petition, share the petition, you can donate even. Just go to Sly Fox. Go to Sly Fox and support it.
Go tonight.
And
why not?
Do whatever you can to save this beacon of queer drinking and hope.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jackie.
No, thanks for having me.
And that was Jackie Cunningham from Birdcage at Sly Fox, who had a little chat to us about Sly Fox and the possibility of it closing, but that doesn't mean that it has to.
Go to Facebook now.
Now.
Sly Fox.
Now.
Google.com/Sly Fox.
Remember, Sly Fox, keep it open.
Yeah, Sly Fox forever.
Sly Fox forever.
And that's us.
That's us done. You've been listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9. Big thank you to our producers, Rhiannon and Silvio. Thank you. We love you so much.
And you know what? A big thank you to you, Ruby.
And a big thank you to you, Patrick. Stay tuned for Hardcore Classic. We're going to play a track from Princess Nokia. It's a new one. It's explicit. It's got naughty words. And it's called Balenciaga. And we got to go now.
What did you call me?
Balenciaga.
Oh, yeah.